What is the source of the custom? I see some fathers practice of covering their children's heads with their talis during Birkas Kohanim. Is this a proper minhag? And if so, should I adopt it? Thank you, anonymous from Eretz Yisrael. Okay, the Ramah says that it's proper to cover one's head with a talis. He says this in the Darkei Moshe, so he doesn't gaze at the Kohanim, either because gazing too intently and taking your mind off the bracha is not proper, or because in the time of the Beis HaMikdash it was prohibited to look at the Kohanim because the Shechina was above the hands of the Kohanim. And the Zecher LeMikdash, we don't look at the hands of the Kohanim. However, when the Kohanim cover their hands with a talis, and also some hold that it's not proper to cover one's face when getting the bracha, he should leave his face open so it shows that he wants the bracha to take effect on him. According to those, however, who have the minhag to cover their head with the talis in order to avoid looking or gazing intently at the Kohanim, they also do that for their children to make them understand that they have to concentrate on the bracha and not look at the hands of the Kohanim. And it's brought down that the Balatanya, in fact, had that minhag to cover the heads of his children with the talis. It would follow, therefore, that one who has the custom of covering his own head and face during Birkas Kohanim, there's a place for him to do that to his children too. One who has the minhag to leave his talis off of his face and to leave his face uncovered so he can get the bracha, and it'll be symbolized that he's getting the bracha directly, having an effect on him, then he shouldn't cover the face of his children either.